with Oliver Milburn as Casper, Dominic Letts as Ryder, Jonathan Cullen as Prince Edward, Duke of Clarence, and Nicholas Bolton as J.K.S. Me damn sure the fighter washed his hands to seal his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name.
In Pierre Memoriam, JKS.
In Pierre Memoriam, JKS.
In Pierre Memoriam, JKS.
Casper, this is all very sumptuous.
Silver?
Candles? Really pushing the boat out.
A toast.
And the grace.
I could tell it was a grace, but what was the toast?
To JKS, the game's greatest hero. He played in the 1870s, something like that. That's your napkin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This one's mine. One of the few times we seem to get napkins.
Ah, you're a great war game hero.
Yes. Played for college for 4 years in a row. It's against the rest of the school. The Offidans, all the other Etonians. Captain twice and won both matches. Historic achievement.
Local derby like Celtic and Rangers.
Well, a different game, same sort of idea.
I thought no one ever succeeded in winning the war game.
He did, by big margins. Almost single-handed, also legend has it. Though the records don't bear that out. Probably grown into a myth.
And the boys drinking the toast.
The college 11.
But you drank it too.
Yes, of course.
But you're not playing tomorrow.
Yes.
With your arm in a sling, that'd help you to hold up the cup.
So?
I don't know much about the game, but from what I've heard, isn't it supposed to be unbelievably vicious?
Only at times.
Are you mad?
I suppose. But I've got to play.
Why?
I'm the captain. The keeper, we call it. JKS's successor. I have to play. Anyway, it's not broken. Hairline fracture or strain. They'll strap it up.
What he means is because Sophie's coming.
Thank you, Henry.
Mm-hmm. Who's Sophie?
My girlfriend.
Ah. Well, she's coming tomorrow. That makes rather more sense.
Do you know Henry?
Hmm. No.
Henry, my teacher, Mr. Ryder.
Henry, all the same, you're bound to do it some damage.
No, it won't matter. Nor if we win. Anyway, if it's put under pressure, I'll just shout for air.
Air?
Yes.
Why air if somebody's breaking your arm?
Tradition goes back to the drownings.
Drownings?
Hmm. You know that the war game is like a tennis-side game of football played down a passage?
Yes.
Only outside, of course. And that down one side of a field there's a touchline, and on the other a wall.
Yes, that's about all I do know.
About all you need to know. Only obviously each side's trying to get the ball down the other end to score.
How?
Never mind, I'll tell you later. So what happens is you end up with one big rugger scrum in the mud. One year, two players drowned. In separate games. You'd have thought they'd have learned.
How?
They got their heads trapped in these sort of low arches at the base of the wall. Little more than a death trap.
They were under the bodies.
They couldn't get out. Their heads got twisted around, so they drowned in the mud. Like the first war, all over again.
Yet you still play the game.
Yes. There's no killing the game. But they've ripped up the gaps, filled in the holes.
It's much safer now. From drowning, that is. There are other things.
But this tradition grew up. If you get in trouble, think you're not going to be able to breathe or something's going to break, you shout out, air. And the whole game breaks up, like a submission in wrestling. The whole action stops.
Oh, how very reassuring. I'm thankful for that.
Well, you should be. Don't be sarcastic. You're my tutor, supposed to look after me, and my guest. So you've got to behave. So no sarcasm, please. Oh, and pass the potatoes. They're starving down there.
Great to meet you! Hope you get my name! Yes! I was fussing you! Seems to ride my day! Mean it! Get down!
Mm. That was delicious. Creme brulee. When I was at Cambridge, we called it Trinity Pudding.
Now, what bizarre little rituals do you have stored up for the end of the meal? Any more toasts?
No, just that one at the beginning. Oh, and the queen, we have that.
Do you know why a toast's called a toast?
No.
Well, they used it in medieval times to have a piece of spiced toast floating in the cup to make the wine nice. It was so bitter, you had to sweep it up. Also known as a sop, as in milk sop and supper.
I never know when you're telling the truth.
And soppy. So you drink that PM memoriam thing every year?
Yes. The St. Andrew's Day feast before the big match. Tomorrow, hundreds come down, staring at a steaming heap of muddy bodies without a clue what's going on, including Sophie. She's come to see me get hurt. Voyeuristic sadism.
How extraordinarily weird.
Gentlemen, we...
Now no one can smoke.
JKS, what's the S stand for?
JK Stevens. You don't know? That's what everyone needs.
This is my first year.
Yes, you poor thing. You'll learn. I forgot. It's my fifth. JKS, the College Adonis, the Tom Brown of Eton, athlete and poet.
Sort of Gascoigne and Rupert Brooke rolled into one.
A horrible thought. Did you say Stevens?
Yes. We've been drinking his toast from that cup for the last 100 years.
J.K. Stevens.
Yes. You're a bit slow for a teacher, I mean. Not sure that you'll make it.
Went to Trinity, was a Don, tutor of Edward VII's eldest son, Eddie.
Yes, I think so. Went to Cambridge, but I didn't know about Eddie.
Oh, very peculiar.
You have heard of him, then?
Yes, strangely, only last week.
How?
The day Windsor Castle caught fire, last Friday, I think.
Yes, we played football. Mm-hmm. Got covered in soot. Smoke came right over.
I turned on the news.
Things of burnt banquets and old master's ashes. Quite spoiled again.
Caspar, come on.
Yeah, I wanted to see what had happened, so I turned on the news. 5:15 LWT. We had all that stuff about the tower and Prince Andrew being a hero and the human chain and all that. Then the next item but one. Yeah, I remember it now. J.K. Stephen and the Prince. Good God, this is so weird.
But about the war game?
No, not on LWT. Use your head.
Well, don't be surprised. The media always come. It's covered each year. One day there'll be a goal. The sporting coup of the century.
No, there was this piece about Eddie in line for the throne that he lived. He had syphilis, Duke of Clarence, he was.
Yet another royal story.
Yes, in a way. There had been this new book. This book had been published, which LWT has picked up on, about JKS and the Prince. They said they were lovers.
So that's the big scandal. It's a bit in the past.
How could they know? There was surely a cover-up.
No, that wasn't the scandal. The book was about the Whitechapel murders. It said the book proved it, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they carried them out, Eddie and Stephen.
Sorry. So let's get this right. So Stephen's supposed to be some sort of a killer.
Yes, so it's said.
I don't think that's very likely. Not with his record. Brilliant sportsman, academic, quite a good poet.
So you know who that makes him. Then, if you like. The Whitechapel murders.
No. Am I being dense?
Just Jack the Ripper.
I am being dense. So are you, though. That's quite absurd.
It said Prince Edward, Duke of Clarence, and his faithful tutor, James Kenneth Stephen, late of this
You're
college...
You're pulling my leg again, aren't you?
Between them committed the Whitechapel murders. Disembowelments, mutilations, the lot.
So, what you're saying is that for the last 100 years, exactly as it happens, we've been passing between us this silver cup, drinking a toast in Eton's best claret, to no other person than Jack the Ripper himself. Gay lover of royalty.
Yes. Something blind.
Oh, you see what I mean about not knowing when to believe. The whole thing's absurd. You're taking the piss.
How? Why should I want to do that?
It couldn't be true. I mean, well, God knows life's irony's come pretty big, but that could not be true.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Fergie!
He said he went mad. Died in a madhouse. St. Andrew's Asylum, coincidentally.
St. Andrew's?
I've heard that bit before. Got head on the head. But the rest's quite absurd. It must be a joke.
Well, one hell of a cover-up.
Great.
No, you can't see him. It's expressly forbidden. You shouldn't be here.
But we have to see him.
We were at school with him. We're his friends. We insist that we see him.
I have a letter here from his mother.
Give it to me. I'll see that he gets it.
Lady Stephen insisted that he got it from me.
Why is he shut up in here for a start?
Yes, what's the matter? She says she gets no replies.
What is this place? Said it's a hospital. So what it feels like to me.
Yes, it is.
Now, please, I've got to deliver this letter. Lady Stephen insists...
Gentlemen, please.
More like a jay.
What are you hiding? What's the matter with Stephen?
We just hear these rumors.
He's here for his own good.
So why can't we see him?
We mustn't excite him.
Jem thrives on excitement.
Yes. Not anymore. And for his protection.
Protection from what?
From himself. And others.
How do you mean?
Right. Back in November, the police were alerted.
Police?
There was a mirror thrown into the street at Trinity Street, Cambridge. He threw this mirror into the street.
Why?
Just grazed a pedestrian and smashed in the gutter. Big mantelpiece mirror. The porters went up to look. They had to break down the door. He tore off his clothes. Every stitch. Everything broken. Dead clothes ripped up. Stuffing torn out of the mattress. Books all pulled apart. His clothes torn off. The wallpaper smashed and the mirror thrown out of the window.
But why?
He wouldn't move. Wouldn't speak. They didn't dare touch him. There was a knife at his feet. Went to fetch medical help. Then brought him here. Came as quiet as a lamb. You cried a bit, true. A devil to dress. Wouldn't lift a finger to help. And he's a big, heavy man. And he wouldn't answer a question.
So why can't we see him?
2 minutes
can't do any harm.
You can't, and I'm not allowed to permit it.
What do you mean?
You've got to tell us where he is.
Not allowed to permit it.
Anyway, he's being fed.
Being fed? What do you mean?
I don't believe this.
Well, how do you mean, being fed?
Look, he's been here 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
In that time, he's not spoken, except to say yes and no. Sometimes he's quiet. He just sits. Does nothing all day. Then he gets out of control. Throws things in the fire. Breaks things. Tears off his clothes. But the main thing...
What?
And this is
the point. That room.
Is yes. He won't eat or drink?
He's that.
Nothing at all. Not teaspoon of water.
Let's make a dash. It's worth a try.
So he has to be fed.
This is obscene.
You mean he's being force-fed?
We should call in the police.
Oh, did you have any luck? The police?
No luck involved. We had some success.
Oh, and what did he take?
2 eggs, 1/2 pint of milk, 3 ounces of brandy, a small teaspoon of Liebig's extract of meat.
And is he quiet?
Yes, he's quiet.
Yeah. I'll look in on him later.
Right. Do you need any assistance with these gentlemen here?
No, that's fine. I'll ring if I need any help.
How, if you don't mind me asking, did Stephen take this revolting mixture your colleague describes? If he won't eat?
I said he gets fed.
And what if he decides that he's not going to eat?
Eventually he'll die, which we can't allow.
So how, precisely, does the poor man get fed?
Through a tube. A soft rubber tube. Oh. Some discomfort, that's all.
You mean those bruises force open his mouth and pour that muck down his throat through a tube?
God. Not exactly like that. You see, Mr. Stevens still a strong man, although greatly weakened. You can't force open the jaws, not without breaking the teeth. Cause considerable damage.
So what do you do?
The tube is taken in at the nose.
Oh, this is obscene. Come on, we're going.
You can't go in.
Oh, God.
No.
Jem? It's us. Friends. Not doctors. Me, Will, and Tom.
No.
Remember? The wall. Back at school. 15 years. Winning those games.
The cheering. How they carried you off.
No more.
Jem, look who it is. Look at me, Jem. We'll get you out.
Here. Give me a hanky. I'll wipe his face. I can't bear to see him like this.
Back to your mother. She's so worried, Jem.
No more.
I just get you cleaned up. And give you your letter.
Come to take me away. No, mother. No police.
No, not like that.
They've got a warrant. They're going to put me in prison.
No, of course not. Nothing like that.
No, we're your friends.
Oh, Jesus, Gemma.
You're going to be hanged.
No, Gemma, that isn't right. You've made that up.
You tell them. I didn't do it. I swear that I didn't do it.
Gemma, it's all in your mind. Yes. Yes, Gemma, you tell them. You didn't do it. Whatever it was.
That was a delicious guess. Thanks, a real feast.
And the silver cup goes away for another whole year. We must get hold of this book. Well, the whole thing's quite mad.
I'll get it. Are you looking forward to the game? Despite your arm. Not nervous at all? Well,
of course I'm nervous. It means such a lot. It's ridiculous, really. But for college, it's one of the big things of the year. Oh, we go through here to get coffee. You know, heaving around in the mud, having the skin fade off your face by a wolf. But all the traditions and stuff, it's a matter of pride.
It really matters how well you do.
Of course.
But surely nobody wins. Nobody scores.
Oh, that isn't true. They do. We score things like tries. We could easily win.
But never goals.
No, not in this match. A goal's like a conversion, only incredibly hard to achieve. The last goal on St. Andrew's Day was scored in 1909, when Macmillan was playing.
So we'll be disappointed again. It seems somewhat rare.
I don't know. I've invented a move. Well, we have. Luke, Henry, me. Coffee's here on the side.
The new JKS.
You know, it's all right for the Offerdams. It's not the same. Oh, they like the crowds and the press and the cheering and their parents and the girlfriends coming down and taking photos and stuff. But it's not the same. It's not like life and death, like it almost is with us.
Will your parents be down? Yes, glad if I could.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't think it was such a plot.
It's all right. I'm inured to it now. It's 2 months ago. Well, a lifetime, in fact.
That's why I forgot.
It's all over now. The tabloids are fans. You see a game.
All the same. Anyway, I'm sorry.
They were both wise. Got off the hook nice and fast. Dad came clean and resigned. The ladies of the night took their payment and went. And Mum left the next day. It's the way to get the gutter press off your back quick. Come clean and admit it.
I didn't know that. About your mother and me.
Sorry.
Why, sorry?
I should have told you before. I suppose you just knew. That's what happens, you see.
What do you mean?
When you get in the papers. Because things are said, though not always true, you immediately think, everyone knows everything about you and your family. But of course they don't. But you feel everyone looking at you, thinking, oh yes, his dad's resigned, goes with hookers, his mother's run off, poor little rich boy, he'll have some hang-ups before he's much older, see if he does.
Casper.
No, sorry. Not playing the game. Two sugars, please.
Yes, sir.
No, to answer your question, actually, yes, they will be coming down and coming together. Family pride. Put on a show. Tearful but brave. Like I'll be at the wall. Bloodstained for Sophie.
You make it sound like an execution, a firing squad, something like that.
You won't be far short of it. Heroic martyrdom, you mark my words. Look, if we go over there, in the corner, there's a bottle of wine. We could have a final libation. A bumper of blood to the great men of the wall.
Dr. Stanhope? What's happened? Where have they gone? They haven't got into his book.
I'm afraid they have. They just charged down the corridor.
You disciplined brutes. Do you want me to ring?
No. We don't want to fight.
I'll get the nurses.
No. It's all right.
Upper class bullies.
There is Fred. You must understand. They're confused. I'm hardly surprised.
They've got no right.
No.
They always think they can do what they want and where they like. Get away with murder, people like that.
Maybe.
So, what do you do?
Do? Nothing. Wait.
Isn't that courting danger?
No.
They'll work him up.
Not any longer. In 5 minutes, you'll be back staring into the fire. You know that yourself.
You don't think you'll hurt them?
Stephen? What with?
He's big enough.
Oh, so are they. He's not exactly laden with knives or anything like that. He's never hit out. He may try to break up the room, but he never tries to hurt others.
I suppose that's true.
You know, one thing just struck me.
Hmm?
It's odd it's not struck me before, thinking about his refusal of food. He refused food from the morning of the 15th of January.
Yes.
When did Prince Edward die of pneumonia?
Pneumonia?
So the palace assures us. Pneumonia's official.
The 14th, I think. Yes, the day before that.
Curious coincidence.
Oh, there isn't any way he could know. No way they could be connected.
They may be connected. But he couldn't have known. He's had no news at all. Refused visits and letters. How very odd. I expect they're telling him now. It's just that I don't think it will come as much of a surprise.
You were saying your parents were coming.
Oh, just a drop.
Yes, putting on a united front. Having dinner tonight with Luke Ashley's parents and with Sois. He's playing tomorrow. One of our strongmen. You know Luke, on the other side of the fire.
Yeah, the one with all his marks on the side of his face.
Playing last week. Wasn't going to call air.
So what happened?
They were grinding his face on the wall. The skin came right off, like he's been flayed. Nasty mess, as you can see.
All he had to do was call air and they would have stopped.
Yes.
Why didn't he then?
Oh, you don't unless you're really in trouble.
And that wasn't trouble.
No, look, have a chocolate. Vitamins.
Very civilized.
I like the silver ones best.
More wine, sir?
No, I'm doing fine, thanks.
Oh, just an inch, please. When I was little, we kept all the silver paper and bottle tops strung up on a string, hung up by the window.
You soon won't be able to see straight.
Helps tomorrow. Sort of residual buzz deadens the pain.
Except in your head.
That goes soon enough. Mm.
Sharper ones take over, you mean?
Think of drink. Yes. You know, my dad's done a strange thing. You know that he drinks.
You don't want to believe in the papers.
Well, they were right about that. That's where the whole hooker bit started. When Mum used to leave, couldn't take anymore. She'd go off. We never knew when we were kids. Nanny'd make something up. But she'd go off for weeks at a time, anywhere. She had friends all over the world. Capri, Colorado, Cape Cod. That's where Sophie's from. We never knew. She'd just disappear and then we'd hear these voices downstairs. Father's voice. Other people. Laughter. Loud laughter and shouting.
Who's we?
Me. And Peter, my brother. Young brother Pete. Tucked up under our tank engine duvets. All very sweet.
Is he here too?
No. No, he used to fight. They sent him away. But we never used to know what was going on. We were too scared to ask. He didn't ask questions. Not in our house. Anyway, what my dad's
you
done...
You didn't see much of him then?
Didn't. Don't know. About once a month.
I'm sorry.
Why? He's a drunk and a bully. If I want to find out what's happening at home, I can look in the papers. But what I'm trying to say is that he's done this really weird thing.
Hi, Casper. Okay.
Yeah, Luke, come and sit here. You know my new tutor?
Well, not really. Sir?
Luke, nice to see you. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks. It'll be good.
I was just telling Mr. Ryder about this weird deal my dad's done.
Oh, about scoring a goal in Cambridge, you mean?
Yeah.
The guy's off his head.
Mm-mm. No, he's a gambling man. He's dark when he's pissed, which is most of the time. Yes, so I suppose that you're right.
What's all this about?
Well, you see, my father, in his great wisdom, wants me to go on to Cambridge, to Trinity College, his old college. Oh, and Jack the Ripper's. And I don't want to go.
Why? It seems sense to me.
Mainly because he wants it so badly. For him, not for me. And because I want to go straight in the army. Green jackets, Gurkhas, Nepal, maybe Hong Kong. Play the war game in China, bloody big wolf. Do what my mum does. Get a long way away.
And your father doesn't approve. Of the army, I mean.
Where daggers drawn. It's not as though he's shown any interest before. There's no skin off his nose. I should think he hardly knows me by sight. But he's got this bee in his bonnet. Eton and Cambridge, Eton and Cambridge. Good for his image, no doubt. Boast in the club. Though not in the house anymore, I'm pleased to say.
But what's this weird deal?
Just coming to that. 2 weekends ago, he came down, took all the team out to lunch on one of his companies. Very generous, that was. We spent the whole meal talking about JKS, about the wall, scoring goals, things like that. Glory and honour.
We were saying how anyone who scored a goal on St Andrew's Day would go down in the annals. Even more than Stephen had done.
Because it hadn't been done since 1909.
Yes.
He'd had too many gins before lunch. And then he said, and this was in front of all 10 of us, he said if I scored a goal for college tomorrow, he'd shut up about Cambridge forever. I could do what I bloody well liked, join the army. And what's more, he'd pay. There, he said. What could be fairer than that?
Bloody generous deal.
What's that in terms of a bet? 200,000 to 1. And with your arm all strapped up.
I think you'll find the odds are a lot better than that.
Why?
It's like life, isn't it? They say if you want something badly enough, I mean... really badly, so badly it hurts, you'll get it. Somehow or other, sooner or later, you'll get what you want.
It'd be fairy tale stuff,
wouldn't it? Just.
Well, there we are. Yeah, that was a wonderful evening, but I must make a move. Can't wait for the game.
Yes, we ought to go. Get your beauty sleep, Luke. Nice dreams of skin grafts. You're coasting the corridor.
Thanks.
I'll see you back. Walk will do me good.
We have this big breakfast tomorrow. Bacon and eggs, kidneys, black puddings, the works, and then into battle.
He is still refusing his food and is fed three times with the nasal tube. There has been no action of the bowels since the morning of the 18th after an enema. On external examination, a collection of hard masses of fecal matter was found, and this morning another enema was given, and several large masses came away. He passes water in bed and while sitting in a chair for feeding, and will not use the chamber utensil. He offers little or no resistance before feeding, but always tries to prevent the tube from passing by shaking his head and occasionally by coughing it into his mouth. February 2nd. Yesterday and the day before, he sucked the juice from an orange, and today he has swallowed a very small quantity of brandy and water. Yesterday suddenly became very much collapsed with a feeble pulse, 123, and anxious expression, skin very dry.
Yes, Doctor.
Ah, Cave. I think the moment's arrived. Would you call Lady Stephen and ask her to come?
He was so tragic about Windsor. And at the end of this year, after all they've been through...
Terrible,
your heart really bleeds.
Oh, Luke rang us up that evening. Friday, I think. Mm. Yes, exactly a week ago. About this time of night. Mm. He said you could still see the flames lighting up the night sky. Mm. He said it was very dramatic.
It started at night. Didn't sleep. Could have been worse.
I did want to go round it tomorrow after lunch, after the game. But I expect the whole place will be closed to the public. Now maybe George and I will never get round.
Oh, of course we will, Nance. No billet again. We'll be coming back.
Well, it won't be the same.
Of course it will, Nancy.
They'll build it exactly the same. It'll take a few years. But they've got all the expertise.
No one's got more expertise than the Brits at that sort of thing.
I read that they might take the opportunity to design something new.
And that lovely banqueting hall we saw on TV. They showed that film in the States. The inside, oh, God, it. Nothing left. Completely destroyed.
But don't you think there's an argument for making a new start?
No. We've got the skills. They want to fiddle around. Integrity matters.
Well, it's not as though it was very old in the first place.
But it'll come to mean something very special. Very royal. Very English.
The structure's still there. The walls are still standing. There's a lot to be done, but it's all on the inside. They'll make a good job.
Oh, I'm sure they will. We'll see it next time we're here. And, Roland, we'll visit your boy up at Cambridge.
And if I can get him to go...
We'll find something to do after lunch. Christmas shopping, maybe. I want to find something typically English for Sophie.
So you're coming along to the game tomorrow?
Mm. Yeah, can't wait to see it. Another tradition. Sophie can't wait.
Yes.
Ah, you don't sound so keen. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the boys in action.
Well, you're a man.
I'm not sure you can say that, Julia. I'm not sure that's politically correct anymore.
Politically correct. Who heard such balls?
No, I'm not very keen. I went last year. Luke wasn't playing.
No.
Oh, come, Julia. I'm sure it's not as violent as they say it is.
Oh, no, not violent. That's not quite the thing. Almost the opposite. Disappointing somehow, not romantic at all. Nothing ever seems to happen.
How do you mean?
I miss all this expectation. And it's so cold. The mist, then the boys. This big scrum by the wall, you can see them struggling with each other, and the steam starts to come up like cattle going to slaughter. Then nothing happens.
There's a lot going on you can't see, like in a scrum.
Did you used to play?
Just the one year. Yeah. Oppidum, the other side, you know what I mean?
And they get bogged down in the mud and get their heads scraped on the wall. There isn't much point. In fact, I find it rather upsetting.
I don't know. Training for life. Nothing seems to be happening. Just banging your head against a brick wall. All bogged down, like you say. But inside, you see, All tactics and ploys. Suddenly it all happens at once. Winners and losers all in a mile. How do you like life?
Training for one sort of life, I dare say. But then last year the fog came down and you couldn't see them at all. It was a relief in a way. All covered up like a soft focus lens. It was better like that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope it's a good open game and we can see every move. But Luke and Casper say they've got something special planned, something unusual. Some new ploy to win.
Yeah, it's very kind, but there's no need to accompany me all the way home. I'm not about to fall over.
No.
I want the walk anyway. And it's good to get out.
Be clear tomorrow. Look at the moon. Bloody cold, doesn't it? Go on, go back in.
No, I'm fine. I am sorry all that business your parents have.
Yeah, thank you.
It's okay, you know. You get used to it. If you've known nothing else.
All the same, it sounds a horrible mess.
Thanks. I remind myself of Sebastian Fleisch.
What exactly did he do?
Who?
Jack the Ripper.
Are you still thinking of that?
Yes.
Look, you can see the cranes up at the castle. In the moon.
Murdered prostitutes in Whitechapel in the late 1880s.
Oh, yes, I know that. But how many? What did he do?
No one knows. 5, 6, 7. More, I don't know. There was a film recently. I didn't see it.
No. Nor did I. He knifed them, or what?
Yes, done with a knife. A big butcher's knife.
Why? What was the motive?
I don't know.
Sex?
Maybe. You have to get the book and find out.
I bet it was sex.
Could have been. Strange concept of sex.
He cut their throats?
Yes.
What else did he do?
He disemboweled them.
With his knife? Or a scalpel?
Knife, I imagine. I don't know. They said it must be a doctor.
Why?
Because the layman wouldn't have been able to do what he did in the time with such skill.
Well, like what?
He used to cut out their organs, intestines. He used to arrange them around the body.
Took the skin off their faces.
So it's rather a gruesome way to be ending a very nice evening. You'll be giving me nightmares.
And it might have been Stephen.
JKS.
I can't believe it.
I'm sure it's a shot in the dark.
Didn't he write?
Who? Stephen?
No. Well, yes, he did. He was a poet. I've got a book of his poems. No, Jack the Ripper. Writes the police.
Yes, called in boss. Wrote taunting notes.
Poems as well.
I don't know about that.
Well, supposing it was. Just supposing it was. Was he a cannibal, too? Did he eat bits as well?
Casper.
Did he drink blood? I bet he drank blood. Out of a chalice. Like I drank his toast tonight. It tasted of cold silver. And then there was this rush of wine went up my nose. I thought, I know. That's like in church, warm wine. But this was bitter, not sweet.
Casper, it wasn't. The whole thing's absurd. Just done to make money.
But suppose... Just imagine. Just imagine it was...
Boss. Eddie, let's do it. Red ink on the side.
Boss. Here, Jim.
Dear boss, I am down on whores and I shan't quit ripping them till I do get buckled. Grand work the last job was. I gave the lady no time to squeal. How can they catch me now? I love my work and want to start again. You will soon hear of me and my funny little games.
Let me. Come on, I want to do it. I saved some of the proper red stuff in a ginger beer bottle over the last job to write with, but it went thick, like glue. And I can't use it. Red ink is thick enough, I hope. Ha, ha. The next job I do, I shall clip the lady's ears off and send them to the police. Just for jolly. Wouldn't you, keep this letter back until I do a bit more work, then give it out straight. My knife's so nice and sharp. I want to get to work right away if I get a chance. Then you sign it. Good luck. Yours truly, Jack the Ripper.
Hold it up, Jem!
Tippy, wait! Wait at the wall!
Give Jem some great heads of support!
Ready? Form a phalanx! Right, Will! Right! We're going to break through them, ready? Let's go!
Boss. Boss.
I send you half the kidney I took from one woman, preserved it for you. T'other piece I fried and ate.
It was very nice.
It was very nice. I may send you the bloody knife that took it out if you only wait a whill longer. Signed, Catch Me When You Can, Mr. Lusk.
Good. Now, pass me the string.
Oh, this is so much fun! They said it would be. Are you enjoying it, Sophie?
Yes, only I can't see cats.
We'll be in the thick of it somewhere. There's much more action than usual.
I simply can't understand the thing that they're doing.
No, me neither.
It just looks so frighteningly violent. I was just talking to another mother along there. She's got a boy playing. She said that in a practice game 2 weeks ago, a boy had 17 stitches.
Look, that's just got some kind of a flash.
I don't know about you, but I am most terribly cold. It goes right up your legs.
Don't worry, I've made some bullshit. Back in the car, not long ago. Some sausages, too. It's livening up again. He's got to look lively or he'll run out of time.
Do you think it's all part of his plan?
He's no fool, old Jasper. Stop him, cuss. He'll go a long way. Well, come on, come and go! Traitor. Fate makes a strange bedfellows as good as after all.
Luke, you ready?
Boss.
Henry?
Yes, ready.
Okay, when I say, we'll spit it all out. Get the others to cover. It's got to be fast. Ready?
Okay. Ready.
Right! Okay. Let's do it.
Now, Casper. Now! The goal!
Eddie.
No.
Wake up. I can't sleep.
Mother, who is it?
Hey, Jem.
You're woken me up.
I can't sleep. Every time I'm about to fall asleep, my mind... When I close my eyes, I feel like you're going to go. It's like a roulette wheel. The ball spinning from groove to groove, never stopping, rattling and jarring. Shaken, like over cobbles. There's something breaking. I'm going to send you away. It's all going to smash, fly apart. Do you hear, Eddie? We must go to work. Then there'll be peace. Say yes. Just say yes, and I'll sleep.
What time is it? It's not even light.
It's not that kind of work. Our kind of work. Our work together, Eddie. Work on the streets. Oh, have you seen the devil with his microscope and scalpel a-looking at a kidney with a slide cocked up? Hmm? Boss?
Boss.
And on the streets, Eddie. Down where the mud's ankle deep on the cobbles. Where there's a smell of gas and sour beer. And the walls of the Tembels sweat with brown breath. Where clay pipes smash on the floor, and there's a lot of hot red spilling in your hand as you start on the work. Oh, I love to work. We have to work. Just say it, Eddie, and then I'll sleep. I'll get some sleep. I know I will.
Talk in the morning. Go back to sleep.
Only next week we'll do. We'll do in a room. We'll do it inside. Hmm?
A room?
Yes. We'll have the time. Mm-hmm. Are you going to say yes?
Yes.
Good. You're my good prince.
I'll get some sleep.
Well, dream.
Come forward. Are you ready? Row!
Steady. Ready for the other oar?
Yes. No, hold on, Frank. Basket next. Put it there by my feet. Leave room to tuck in the bottle.
Safe?
Book and pencil so they keep dry.
You expecting the muse to inspire you?
Not the cold tea. I can't reach. You'll have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Second oar. Ready? Hold on. Your cap, or you'll get burnt.
Right. Got it.
Roller?
Yes. Now push me out. Slowly. Steady as she goes.
All right. How long are you going to be?
I'll be back in the house for 5 o'clock absence.
I take it slowly. It's too nice for us.
Yes.
Have a good time.
I will. I'll have the best time in the world. Oh, look. The Royal Standard's flying. The Queen must be at Windsor for Ascot. Perhaps the whole family's there.
Yes. Let's go tomorrow if the weather's like this. Bye. Go safely. Don't be back late.
There's a great grey river that swirls and eddies to the bells of Ouseley from Bovany Weir, with willowy stumps where the river's bed is, and rippling shallows and spaces clear. And rippling shallows and spaces clear. Spaces clear.
This is the place I really like. Don't you? In by the river. Much better than slaving for Cambridge.
Eddie.
You must admit, you know you're never going to teach me anything. Tell me about when you were at school, your picnics up the river, when you wrote all those poems. And how on the 4th of June you used to dress up in those old naval costumes, like they keep on making me do for all those state
Eddie,
functions.
We are meant to be working.
Don't be a bore. I don't want to work on a day like this. Let's swim.
No.
Then I'll teach you to fish. You can't even bait up a hook.
And you're good at that?
Oh, yes. Fishing, hunting. I like that.
Even the messy bits.
Even the messy bits. We call it the grallop.
But I suppose the keepers do that.
Oh, no, they don't. I do it myself. I'm good at it, too. Another thing I could teach you.
I don't know who is meant to be tutoring who.
Today, I'm tutoring you. It's ridiculous not being able to fish. We'll have a swim, ginger beer, and cold pie, and then I'll teach you to fish. That's how to spend a hot summer's day.
Oh, but, Eddie, you know nothing. I mean, for God's sake, you're going to be king.
Jem?
Sorry.
You promised.
Yes, I know.
And I know how to fish.
Yes. All right. All right, have it your own way, as usual. You have your swim. Oh. If it were now to die, for now to be most happy, for I fear my soul hath her content so absolute that not another comfort like to this succeeds in unknown fate. One day they'll tear us apart.
Did you make that up?
No, Shakespeare did. See what I mean? Unless we can do something to stop them.
Sir Cole.
Othello.
Who?
One of his plays, Othello.
Oh.
Your father thinks we're inside in the library studying verses and constitutional history. Instead, you're cavorting in the river and planning an afternoon of complete idleness. Well, we ought at least to think about work, or we'll pay for this one day.
Verses? We can do verses here. I don't know why he wants me to go to Cambridge at all. I'll hold on to this willow and you can recite. But only your own. The only poems I like are the ones that you write. I can understand them. So many poems don't make any sense.
You've heard them so often, you must know them by heart.
I like you saying them. Give me the bottle, I'm thirsty.
All right. Don't have too much.
Do you know, in all my life, I wonder how many afternoons there'll be.
Got it? Don't think like that.
When I'll be able to do nothing like this. Water, sun, nothing at all. Yes.
Which one do you want?
And you say we should...
Kings and emperors take their ease. Take their ease. There's another wall with a field beside it. A wall not wholly unknown to fame, for a game's played there which most who pride it declare is a truly noble game.
In Piam Memoriam, J.K.S.
In Piam Memoriam, J.K.S.
Around the corner to the left, past the 10 bells. We wait, we go along the street, and beyond the second lamp there's an alley, and in the alley's the room.
The room?
Yes, I said. Tonight we're going to work inside. Do a good job.
Inside?
Give us time. For once we'll have time.
Do a really good job.
You've still got things to teach me.
Whose room?
The hall we'll find by the lamp. I've watched her before. You're right. We'll go then. Have a room?
Here, sir. In the alley, down on the right.
Me and my friend.
Yeah. If he was on your own, I'd have scoffed. I'm not scared, I tell you. That girl's what a star.
You've no need to be frightened.
Oh, yeah. I know, sir.
What do they call you?
Mary, sir. Mary Kelly.
Well, Mary, show us your room, where we can all be as snug as a bug in a rug. This will do very well. It's a very nice room. Nice and clean. Nice and neat. Oh, but Mary, shut up the curtains.
just stand there hugging your bag? Stir up the fire. We don't want to end up dying of cold. Very nice. Bed, table, chair, even a mirror. I like a big mirror. Now, Mary, come over here. There. Isn't this snug? Now, all we need is the table. While I take off my coat, be a dear and pull the table from under the window.
The table, sir?
Yes, Mary, the table. We'll be needing the table.
That's what you want, sir.
Is that all right, sir? Is that how you want it?
A little bit more. Pull it out a little bit more.
Like that?
That'll be fine. Mary, don't turn round. Eddie, could I... Yes, that'll be perfect. Just stay where you are. Just keep holding the edge. You needn't turn round.
Fresh air, that's better. Here, got some baccy.
Yeah.
Perishing cold. Yeah. Hope the missus has got her head down for the night.
Oh, wake up with a bit of base pack. Got a bit of a fire. Paper? That was... You hear that?
How long you been in Whitechapel, mate? What? It's Saturday night. Come on, or we'll get froze to death, let alone murder.
Now, put that on the table. Go on. Yes, it's there. Next to those on the fire. On the fire. Put it on the table!
Give me the knife. Go on, give me the knife.
No. Let me do it. I want to do it.
You'll spoil it.
No!
I do the garlic. Yes. Cleanly, I know what I'm doing.
No!
Come on, give it to me. Now, let me do this. I know what I'm doing. Then it goes like... And like this. Now, you, go on, take it. Take it out.
Oh, my God.
Go on, out. And there. And then that.
Oh, God.
Put it somewhere.
God.
Up there. Put it up there. Put it over the mirror.
The stinking, bloody, red wall of Jerusalem!
Look. Look all around. Such is all life. A table. Walls. A bed. It's no more than this. No one, not even the boss, has seen life like this.
We ought to go.
Yes.
It seems still alive. The smell, Jem, I can't stand the smell.
Surrounded with a sleep.
Jem, I want to go.
Signifying nothing.
Please.
Yes, you will go.
Do you think anyone heard?
What?
When you did it, when she cried out...
When she squealed.
When she shouted out murder, do you think anyone heard? She shouted it twice.
No one will have heard. Anyway, she's got it wrong. She should have shouted for air.
Why don't you
It's warm. It's really warm.
Drown all your sorrows in the water of Lethe.
Forget all that stuff and come in. Come in.
Don't do that! Where are
you going to walk? Help
it into
the second!
Get off me!
Break it up! Stop playing! He's badly hurt!
Get off me! My leg! I've broken my leg!
Get back!
Everyone, give him room!
Jesus!
Casper, are you alright?
What's he done?
Oh, Christ!
Oh, Jesus, don't look!
What's happening?
My leg! Look! Look at my leg! Oh, my God, my leg!
Luke, get the phone! House to the gate! Phone in the hall!
Oh, it hurts!
What's happened? Who's been
hurt? Don't look! It's all bent back. No point in looking.
Oh,
Cass, it's okay. We're getting help. Okay, when the ambulance comes, they'll give you gas. Kill the pain. You won't feel a thing.
I knew they were never going to leave us alone. I didn't think they were going to allow me to come to your house before I set off. They knew. They've known all along.
How much?
Does it matter? Nothing's secret, you see. Nothing's private. You have nothing your own. A prince. A prince. A joke. On his travels, on the royal tour, India, the East. Back in the sailor suit, cocked hat and garter, gold braid and tinsel. Brass bands and bunting, standards and dinners, presentations, receptions. Tiger hunts out in the bush, native bearers. Jeweled turbans, maharajas, pearls on dark skin. Rubies like fat beads of blood. And all because Eddie can't be in England, can't be allowed to run loose. Must be sent into exile.
Well, maybe they don't.
No, but they do. They pretend they don't, but they do. They always do, even when they choose not to say. I remember... Do you remember that night? That night in summer when you first came as my tutor, when you said, let's go out by the lake, go into the woods. And I'd never been out at night like that in the country in all 18 years. Not alone, not like that. Remember? We went out through the smoking room windows. It was hot and I can remember my shoes creaking in the grass. And we got in the woods and sat on the log by the lake. And there was a sort of yellow glow in the sky where the house was, but here it was black and smelled warm, of warm leaves and trees, as though it was afternoon. And you'd put two glasses in your pocket and brought this bottle of port, and we sat and smoked and drank port and splashed in the lake. A fish rose in the lake.
Yes, two or three times, like silver.
And I put my glass on the edge of the log, made a sort of place in the moss. The wine looked quite black. It tasted different outdoors and smelled... Its smell mixed with the pine.
And then the owl
came past my face, and I knocked over the glass, and it fell on the ground. And at first I thought all was all right, but this half moon had come out of the rim.
Yes, it had a gold line on.
And I thought then, I remember it clearly, I thought then how everything is so easily broken, so easily spoiled. Nothing stays whole.
I kept that bit. A bit of glass.
What'll happen to you?
Go back to Cambridge, my old rooms. Back to Trinity Street, my old digs, do some tutoring. Lots of undergraduates looking for extra tuition.
I wish you could come.
Oh, come on, they'd never allow it. I've got work to do, a living to earn. We might as well have one more drink before they send you away.
Mm-hmm.
There we are. And, I want to give you, I want to give you this book. The new poems. There's one in it for you.
As though someone's taken a bit of a tumble.
Extraordinary game. What'll be next? First Casper scores that goal.
I'm feeling that him on the ground.
Luke's on shooting off.
That's Casper. I know it's Casper.
We're going back to the car. Come on, Nancy. Sophie, there's nothing to see. They'll know what to do.
I have to stay. We ought to stay.
Oh, honey. Do what Julia said.
You go up. We'll stay. See if there's anything we can do.
No, Mom. It's Cas.
He won't thank you, dear. Let's fix up some lunch. They'll tell us what happened, and they'll know where to find
us. Yes, dear. It's best. Now, come along.
When I see men like this.
Yes, dear, I know. I don't want to leave.
Nor do I. Just be realistic.
Come on, hon. They'll know what they're doing. All jocks together.
Again, all this performance. I think it's extraordinary. All that our grandmothers went through to have to show we were equal to them. Imprisonments, hunger strikes, all that forced feeding. Just to be treated like them. Somehow it's sad.
My kiss, Mom, Julia. Esprit de corps. Look at Roland and George over there being excited now Casper's hurt. They never cease to amaze me. Those little male walls, those sad, brittle shells. A strange being indeed, the male of the species.
Mom,
burping about.
Casper's hurt. Mrs. Polrin, we ought to do something.
The best thing we can do is lay out the lunch, have a big gin, and wait for the news.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I wonder why we bring them into the world.
I hope I've not come too late.
No, Lady Stephen. He's just holding up. His brothers are with him.
Doctor, you may know, I'm sure you will, that my son, the James, used to be the tutor to the late Prince Edward.
Yes, we did know.
Nearly 10 years ago, although they kept in some sort of touch, they were very fond of each other. Though they met less and less as the prince's duties increased. That upset James a lot.
Yes, I imagine.
What I mean is, did James get the news?
About Prince Edward's death?
Yes, a fortnight ago, whenever it was.
No, I'm sure. Well, he couldn't have heard. He's very carefully watched. Though the strange thing was, it was the very next day that he stopped taking his food. There was this other thing, too.
Oh? What was that?
He developed this delusion he'd committed some crime, that he'd done or said something obscene. There was a warrant out for his arrest.
How very strange. He's been very sick. But he shouldn't have anything bad on his conscience. He's never done anything wrong, of that I'm quite sure. Well, I'd better go and see him without more ado.
Hi, Cass, it's me.
So?
How are you feeling?
Much better now that you're here.
I brought you all the papers. You're tremendously famous. Look at this room. And some grapes. You always have to bring grapes. Some sort of magic. Even got a plush carpet. Flowers. A big TV. You've fallen on your feet. Oh, whoops. I didn't mean that.
I'm on booper, you see. That's okay.
I was going to say, what's out the window? Oh, the road. Never mind. Look at this one. Front page. Da-da-da-da. Admittedly, it's not too good of you. You're on a stretcher. But it's good of Luke, looking all tragic and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a remote control? What's on the box? I love Luke. He's so serious, got masses of soul.
Nothing. Cartoons. And the thing about making fish pancakes. I've been reading instead.
What's the book?
This.
What's this?
You mustn't sit on the bed. Nurse gets uptight.
You sit where I like. What's this you're reading? How's your leg, by the way?
Hurts. Throbs, you know?
I bet it does.
They didn't let me look. Whisked me away to make lunch. Though there's a really thick picture in the paper with your leg all bent back. A caption, call this a game? What sort of game is it when? All that sort of stuff. But Luke told me all about it. He said that one guy, one of the operatives, took one look and puked up his guts. Just looking, he said.
So?
What's this? Jack the Ripper. Why are you reading about this? That's hardly going to make you feel better.
Well, look at the papers.
Well, talk to me instead, then look at the papers.
It's really interesting, that's why. My tutor brought it. It's this new theory.
Well, it's morbid. Lying in hospital reading that stuff, it'll make you feel worse. All that blood.
No. It says that Jack the Ripper was this guy called J.K. Stephen. Went to Eton. Great war game player. In the 19th century. We still drink a toast to him.
Oh, scary. I'd leave it alone. Watch cartoons instead. In one of the papers, there's this cartoon. You know, one of those big cartoons? One of the political ones. Like Giles, but not. And it's called Egg on His Face, Like Father, Like Son. And it has this wall, and it's made your dad into Humpty Dumpty, having fallen off the wall. Well, been pushed by these tarts. And you're there beside him, a little egg, all broken up, and... Oh, poor thing. How long are you going to be here?
I don't know. It depends.
On what?
If it's set. They say I may need another operation. They may need to break it.
Well,
start all over again.
You've got to be all right for my party.
Yes.
Promise.
Yes, I promise.
Thinking of promises, what about your dad? And what he said if he scored a goal? What has he said? Oh, God, he must feel a fool.
He hasn't been in.
What? Not at all?
No. I've not seen him since before the game.
Well, a promise is a promise.
Let's just hope so. You don't know my family.
Don't I? Old Humpty Dumpty. I think I do. But actually, Cass, I need to talk about something serious. It ties in with all that. Over the weekend, I was talking to my rents. We had this idea.
Mother. Mother, wake up. It's Jem.
What?
Jem's wanting to speak.
Jem? Mm-hmm. What is it? It's me. Speak to me, Jem. What is it?
Come on, Jem.
It's too late. Too late.
Too late for what?
Too late.
You must tell us.
Too late. Too... Give me...
James Kenneth Stephen died on the third day of February... 1892 at 4:20 p.m. in the presence of Edwin Cave, chief attendant. The cause of death being mania, refusal of food, exhaustion. Signed, C.O. Stanwell. Yeah. Enter, Lady Stephen. I feel I should return these to you. They're from you, I think.
What are these?
Letters. Your writing, I think.
Oh. My letters. Yes. These are mine. But I don't understand. I expressly asked you that he be given my letters. I even sent them by friends.
We did give them to him.
But why have you got them?
He wouldn't open them.
He must have known who they were from.
Yes, yes, he knew. He became quite disturbed. We thought in the end it was best to take them back. I'm sorry.
You can have a brandy with that.
I don't see why not. If they've got anything decent.
Yeah, see what we can do. Waiter.
Not got much on this afternoon. Takes a bit of time to adjust. Stay in the club with the papers.
So, how's the boy?
Coming along.
from all that I hear.
Well, you've not seen him, then?
No. I haven't had time, to be honest. Go down next week.
Mm. Give yourself time to think of a plan.
How do you mean?
About the girl. Your wager.
Oh, yes.
Luke was telling me about that. About how you took them out to lunch and you promised Casper that you'd let him miss out on Cambridge and go straight in the army if he scored a goal. And pay an allowance.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, it was hardly very serious. Meant as a joke.
They didn't take it like that.
Yes, sir.
Two brandies, please. Large ones, Napoleon.
Yes, sir. More coffee, sir.
Roland?
Yes, just a half. Black.
And for you, sir?
Yes, please. Up to the top. Oh, yes. That's grand.
No, that was a joke. They knew, I believe, that such a thing couldn't happen. It was all in the spirit of fun. You'd get a first-class degree.
Oh, well, no doubt you're right. But, from what Luke said, you've got a tough fight on your hands.
Mm.
And, there's the question of integrity, too. There's a whole lot of kids there watching to see what you'll do.
No worries there. No. Integrity is about what's really true. Not the gloss on the surface. The real fact of the matter was that I was jollying the lads along. Having a good time. Making up a fanciful dream. All just a fantasy.
Hmm. Then, all of a sudden, the fantasy is true.
Yes, well, that part comes true. But the true fact remains I didn't mean what I said. And deep down, they know it.
Actually, there is one thing that puts you on quite a good wicket. If you keep Mum for a while and don't stir him up.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, last Saturday I was talking to George and Nancy after the game. Apropos of something completely different. About their going back to the States and when they'd be back. And, well, they said maybe next year. If Sophie got into Cambridge, she's trying for Trinity and wants to read law, they'd come back to settle her in.
Oh. I hadn't realized she was thinking of that. I knew she was bright. Go back and keep quiet. Say nothing at all. See how the wind blows. He may just change his mind. Hmm. Extraordinary thing. Happens again and again. The old adage. Cherchez la femme.
What about this one, then? Quote, if all the harm that women have done were put in a bundle and rolled into one, earth would not hold it, the sky could not enfold it, it could not be lighted nor warmed by the sun. Such masses of evil would puzzle the devil and keep him in fuel while time's wheels run.
By J.K. Stephen again, I imagine.
Yes. Luke brought it in when he came over from Eton to see me. My father gave it to me when I came to school, a sort of symbolic gesture. Look, it's signed. And he had it from his grandfather, who had it given to him by J.K.S. Look, there's an inscription. You know, I've read that book that you brought in, the one that got on the news.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes, I see. Tancred Bowery.
That was my dad's grandfather.
J.K. Stephen, 18 Trinity Street, Cambridge.
I'm quite convinced.
What?
That he did it. He hated women, for a start. Look, I want to show you something else.
Well, because of that poem?
Oh, that's just one, Drop in the Ocean. Look, pass me that book, the one that you brought me. I want to show you a picture.
That poem's a joke. It's light verse. That's what he was known for, humorous verse.
Right. Double bluff. So long as people think that you intend to be funny, you can say what you like.
After fashion.
But what if there's another layer? It's okay because everyone thinks he intends it as a joke, but underneath, he's been deadly serious after all, huh? Look, what about this? I have no time to tell you how I came to be a killer, but you should know, as time will show, that I'm society's pillar. Serial killers love leaving clues. Here's the confession, and nobody believes it. Ultimate joke. Hmm. Look at this, though. A reproduction of a Ripper note to the police. 1888. Boss, you see I have done another good thing for Whitchapel. Yours in lust, Jack the Ripper. Then, J.F.W.
What does that mean? JFW? I'll tell you. It's not in the book, but I tell you. It's a rhythmic clue. JFW JK Stevens.
Yes, that's absurd.
That's not the point. See, I mean, that's forged handwriting, right? But he hasn't thought about the date. About changing his handwriting for numbers. Look at this. On the Ripper note, these eights. Now look at my book of poems. The inscription by JKS. Look at that 18. 18 Trinity Street. That odd eight, like an alpha with a hook at the top. It's exactly the same. Isn't it? Well, go on, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, you've got to admit it.
I'm sure thousands of people made eights like that. It's probably the way it was taught. And when they rushed, it came out like
that. Oh, okay, what about this? Oh, these poems are serious. Oh, yes, a lot of it's funny. But in between, there are these dead serious poems, like clues. Like the boss letters to the police and press.
Clues?
They all do it, serial killers. It's part of the mania. And it's here in this book, which JKS gave himself to my dad's grandfather. This book I'm holding was handled by Jack the Ripper himself. Look at this. Let me read this.
If you must.
To a rejected lover, the title. It doesn't say who it's to, but I'll tell you, it's to Prince Eddie, who was rejected by a foreign princess with whom he had fallen in love. The poem sets out to console him. Then it goes... Where are we? Yeah, here. Indeed, I do not greatly wish to urge you to another match, as he was in love with Eddie himself. I only say that life's a dish well worth the eating, even when you cannot get the sauce you like. Now listen to the double meanings, if that wasn't enough, and remember how Jack the Ripper in his notes always referred to his murders and mutilations as work. I love my work. I must get back to work again. Right, listen to this, what he writes to Prince Eddie. You have a pair of hands, a pen, right? A tongue. I've seen you work and strike a blow worth striking now and then. So don't be gloomy, don't be glum, nor give a thought to what you lack. Take what you have, no longer dumb nor idle. Hit misfortune back, and own that I have reason. Come. And that's not light verse. He's playing a game, all right, but not the game we're meant to believe. It's a deadly serious game. I've seen you work.
Yes, but you know what I think?
What?
You're talking a load of absolute crap.
Do you? Those things aren't even in the book. What about the whole of the book, the one on TV?
Pure speculation.
You haven't read it.
Yeah, I looked through it before I brought it to you.
It's all there. Motive. Trying to hang on to Eddie by having him as a partner in crime. Hatred of women. Psychological likelihood. His manic depression. It convinced me, all right. The blow to the head.
Cass.
It's scary. For 100 years in a great hall with the candlelight glittering on silver, with Latin graces and anthems, young men have lifted a cup to their lips intoning, In Piam Memoriam JKS. It should be, In Piam Memoriam JTR. Do you think they will change?
What?
The toast. Stop doing the toast.
No, of course not. Why should they? It's only a book.
It's convinced me.
Because it's the only one that you've read. I bet you that for every book you found that implicated Stephen, you'd find 10 that prove he couldn't have done it.
But
there's no proof. Never will be. It'll never work out who did it, as no hard evidence exists.
That was the cover-up. So things will go on, just as they are.
Yes, why not? You don't change things on the whim of the moment. You didn't stop playing the wall game because two players drowned. Civilization needs institutions. Institutions and icons. You don't swap them around with each breeze that blows. You have a fire in the castle and you build it back just as it was. You restore and maintain. You don't fiddle about.
Even if something is clearly untrue, unwanted or phony.
At times, even then, time builds its own truth.
Well, I don't think it should.
Thinking of truth, the goal.
What?
Have you been reading the papers?
Yes.
You've become quite a star.
Yes. It's a bit odd. Feels a bit strange.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to interview
a great sporting rarity combined with your dad. It's a strange mixture, a bizarre sporting achievement and a gift to the satirists. Have they brought you today's?
No. Not yet. They're normally here by now.
I rang them. I asked them to wait. I wanted to talk to you first.
Why? What's happened?
Has anyone talked to you about the game since it happened?
I've only seen Luke. Only a bit. It's all a bit of fuzzy, you know? Sophie a bit.
I'm not quite sure where to start.
I mean, after the game, there was some bad feeling on the other side. There were these rumors that the goal was not all that it might be. That you, Luke, and a couple of the others had worked out a plot to distract the referees while you did something less than honest to get the ball to the goal.
What are you saying?
It's not what I'm saying, it's what others are saying. And now the papers have got it. They're saying you cheated. I'm afraid with your dad's story just out of the tabloids, it's been too good to miss.
So I meant to have cheated?
To be blunt, yes. Yeah, I don't understand the game, but there seems to be rather too many reliable witnesses. It's getting embarrassing. Yeah, I thought I'd let you know first, before the papers came in, and someone's bound to get to you soon. You'll need to know what to say, not to be taken off guard.
I see. Bit of a blow, hmm? And the walls come tumbling down. I rather hoped I'd be a bit of a hero. It's all turning into a rather a sick joke. Not what was planned. I don't know what to say.
You could tell me the truth. And we could take it from there.
The truth?
Yes.
If the referee gave it as a goal, it counts as a goal. My dad stops pestering me about Cambridge and pays for the army. I score the first goal since 1909. Oh, and go down in history. Nearly forgot. Those seem the irrefutable facts. And JKS was the ripper.
But what actually happened in the thick of the game?
In the thick of the game?
Yes.
Well, how do you mean?
The goal. You know, the night before at the dinner... You said you'd a plan. Was that anything to do with what happened with the goal in the game?
What do you want me to do?
Tell the truth.
Well, the problem is, I agree. I completely agree. The truth. Only it's just a big blank.
What?
The game. The goal. Everything. I remember breakfast. Scrambled eggs, bacon, tomatoes, I think. Putting on my shirt, boots. I remember coming out of college, heading to the wall... And then it's a blank. When they put me in the ambulance, they gave me gas. And then I had general anaesthetic when they did my leg. My mind blocked it out. I mean, I've read about it and Luke told me about it, but I don't remember a thing. Just a big blank.
I think you're going to have to remember. Do better than that.
I expect it's the mind's way of dealing with pain.
Covering up.
Yes. Well, what shall I do?
You want me to tell you?
Well, isn't that what you're here for?
What?
You're my tutor.
No, not to tell you.
JKS told Prince Eddie what he...
Oh, can't you forget that?
No!
Talk to your father. He has the experience.
Oh, cussing.
Well, I'm serious. And what about his big bet? It's hardly fair on him if you cheated.
Who said I cheated?
Rather too many.
I have no opinion. My father won't matter. I think I'm changing my mind.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Sophie. I think she's going to Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
Although, to be honest, and that's what you want, I'll claim I'm doing it out of filial affection. To save his embarrassment. Get him off the hook with my friends.
That's honest.
To you.
Not to him.
No. Because I know him too well. He wouldn't have honoured his word. He'd say it was a joke. He'd worm his way out. Pretended it was all a joke. Michael.
What?
My leg hurts.
Yes. It's bound to hurt. Well, have a think, Cass. I must be going. It's getting late. They'll be asking you questions. Think what you'll say.
Yes.
I'm not joking. It's going to be hard.
Oh, yes, I know. Serious. Look, give me the book. Book of poems, there on the side.
Stephen again.
Yes. I want to read you one more little bit. Then you can go.
Really, I
haven't. No, yet. Come on, please.
I've got to go.
There's this one here. This one here. It's called The Joke. I think it's to Eddie. I think Stephen's feeling he's not being taken seriously enough, being left out in the cold, that Eddie thinks he doesn't care. He's just fooling around, he says. JK says he's going to do something big. Something serious to prove how he feels. It ends like this. You're smiling still. You don't believe a hopeless lover would not grieve. A grieving lover would not show some outward token of his woe. I'm joking, am I? Be it so.
Light verse, Casper. It's meant to be funny.
I'm joking, am I? Be it so.
Leave him alone. He's dead. History. Myth, if you like. The question is, what about you?
How do you mean?
Fact or fiction? Which will it be?
What do you mean?
Where are you going to fit in?
Me?
Yes. What sort of game are you going to play?
In Pia Memoriam, J.K.S.
In Pia Memoriam, J.K.S. In Pia Memoriam, J.K.S. and C.W.B.
I'm joking, am I? Be it so.
In Sympathy for the Devil by Angus Graham Campbell, the part of J.K.S. was played by Nicholas Bolton and Eddie by Jonathan Cullen. Casper, Oliver Milburn. Ryder, Dominic Letts. Roland Bowring, Jeffrey Whitehead. Julia Bowring, Francis Jeter. Luke, Daniel Philpott. Mr. Ashley, Brian Miller. Mrs. Ashley, Julie Mears. Sophie, Teresa Gallagher. George Van Hassen, Simon Treves. Nancy Van Hassen, Pauline Yates. Henry, Ross Livingston. Dr. Stanwell, Barry J. Gordon. Frank, David Thorpe. Will, Gareth Armstrong. Thomas, James Telfer. And J.K.S.'s brother, Michael Onslow. Technical presentation was by Alec Hale Munro, Ian Harker, and Colin Guthrie. Grace composed and directed by Ralph Allwood. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.